us. It seems so long since I could say, Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Every time I try to speak, all I do is whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
For someone who sings and is a vocalist, that was pretty bad. Do it again.
Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
That's a little bit better. Now, one more time, like you're on stage for Uzbekistan Idol.
Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
You're never going to get to the final rounds on that.
No.
Okay, so I am WC Chronicles, and this is my little the little entrepreneur
sidekick.
But please don't kick her. I need her. Her name is
Olivia Cookie.
Why do you hit your forehead every time you say that?
I don't know why people do sidekicks. I mean, I'm not to kick, guys.
How about an assistant?
Assistants suck.
You gotta speak up.
Assistants.
How about star?
Oh, assistants suck.
How about supernova?
No.
Do you even know what a supernova is?
A supernova?
Supernova.
Supernova.
Nova.
Novel.
Supernova.
Novel.
All right, a supernova novel.
It's a book.
It's a book about an exploding star. So, what are we doing today, Olivia?
Science.
Science?
Science.
And what are we going to do with the science? You can talk about science?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to guess things?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what I got for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why don't we tell the people at home? Or those listening in their cars? Or those who are chasing after polar bears?
Ooh, my dog's a polar bear.
Your dog's not a polar bear.
Yeah, if you look in the Atlantis thingy, it has a polar bear with its butt up, and it, like, side, and my dog does that.
How often does your dog do that?
Oh, like, all day. Stop sneezing, bless you.
Okay, so, I got 10 Star Wars sounds for you.
Mm-hmm.
You excited about the new Star Wars movie coming out?
Yep.
You're a character today, aren't you?
Yep.
You're all ready for e-ticket riffing in this science thing. Okay, hit me with your science. Let's do this.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Breathe, Olivia.
Yep.
Engage. Olivia.
I don't think this is good for our respiratory system.
Olivia, science officer.
Okay.
Are you first science officer of the Death Star or the Millennium Falcon?
I would choose the Death Star, personally.
Why?
Because it's a star that is death.
You got an infatuation with death.
Death is black like my soul. Death is black like my soul.
Your soul's like white as a marshmallow.
No, it's not. I mean...
Yes, it is. No.
It's not. I mean... No, it's not.
Don't make me call Boba Fett Bubblegum out here. I mean Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. Boba.
Okay, so, what's the science? Let's hit it.
Okay. Have you ever heard of rocks?
I am very familiar with rocks.
Have you ever heard of minerals?
I am familiar with minerals because we take them in our vitamins.
Not only our vitamins, we use them in toothpaste?
Yes. What kind of mineral do we put in toothpaste?
I don't know.
Fluoride. Duh, McFly. Okay, what else?
We use them to make our... You're probably sitting on minerals right now.
I'm sitting on my mineral right now.
Yep. Just a big blob of minerals. Everything, and I can tell you, everything is made out of rock or sand.
That's right.
Sand is made of rocks, and rocks are made of minerals, and sand is made of crushed up rocks.
That's right. And what's the potential age of those rocks?
6,000, 25,000 minutes. I mean days.
I was looking for 4 billion years.
Oh.
That's about how old the Earth is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, we if you take a simple...
Humans even have minerals inside of them.
What kind of minerals do we have in our body makeup?
Well, they have fluoride, because we brush our teeth.
We already said fluoride, yep.
We have makeup.
Makeup is not a mineral.
Yeah, but it has minerals in it.
What kind?
I don't know. Vitamins have minerals in it.
Yeah,
minerals in it.
Yeah, like iron.
Iron we use to make tracks and cars and bikes and hoverboards and segways.
And we have zinc and copper and magnesium in us, too. Very small trace amounts.
You're sitting on minerals. You're using minerals. You're probably riding with minerals. You are riding with minerals because there's lead.
Right.
Your Christmas tree is a mineral.
What kind of mineral is in a Christmas tree?
Fat mineral.
What kind of mineral?
It's a Christmas mineral. It has to be green.
What is the periodical table for gold?
You mean the periodic?
Oh my god, I'm getting corrected by a 12-year-old. Yes, the periodic table.
I don't know.
All right, I can tell you a secret way how to remember the periodic table for gold. Would you like to know?
I bet I have the answers upstairs. So
no.
Hold on.
Okay. Okay, now you got your periodic, what's it called? Periodic table. Sorry if I...
Elements.
Would that be it right there?
Yes.
Gold.
AU.
Okay, so you want to know the brain hack to remember that?
No.
You imagine that there's a burglar, a crook, stealing your gold, and he's running down the street.
Hey, you.
Exactly.
Come back.
AU, come back. That's how you remember gold. How you remember gold. That's the only one I know. Did anybody else ever share any brain hacks with you for the periodic table?
No. Not even supposed to.
You should learn some.
Venus reminds me of McFly for some reason.
Okay, back to minerals.
Anyway.
Enlighten me, m'lady. Give me some mineral information.
Well, we use minerals every single day. See, I even made my own company. It's called Blowing Up That Gold. The company logo is a golden bar blowing up. And the motto is, this place about to blow. The phone number is 1-800-BLOWING.
Blowing G, gold, okay.
Mm-hmm. And here's my vocabulary words that are very neat.
Yes, always very neat.
I did it by the minerals. Cleavage, density, fracture, hardness, luster, and streak. Cleavage is the splitting of a mineral along smooth, flat surfaces.
Okay.
Density is the ratio of the mass of substance to the volume of the substance.
That sounds like science.
Density is the ratio of the mass of a substance to the volume of the substance.
Or how much air there is not between my aunt's ears. Give me another one.
Fracture is the manner in which a mineral breaks along either curved or irregular surfaces.
Fracture, what I did to my leg when I fell off stage back in 1995.
Okay. Hardness is a measure of an ability of a mineral to resist scratching.
The difficulty of waking up in the morning.
Diamonds have the most hardness.
That's true. They are the hardest substance on earth.
Mm-hmm.
What are they made of?
Diamonds.
Carbon.
Diamonds.
Carbon.
Diamonds.
Carbon.
Diamonds.
Coal.
Diamonds.
It starts out as a coal.
Diamonds.
Coal, add pressure, million years later, diamond.
Diamonds.
Right.
On Mars, it rains like on.
Yeah, that's right. It rains diamonds on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how much it would cost to get them down here back to Earth?
$1.
More than that.
$2.
You know how much it costs to get freight up to the space station? It's like $200 an ounce. Okay, what's next?
If you found the diamonds, why do you have to pay for it?
No, you know, I've been to the diamond fields in Arkansas. You know what that is?
No.
It's the only diamond field open to the public in the world in the United States, in Arkansas. And I went there, but you know what? I didn't find any diamonds.
Why?
Well, you have to mine the diamonds, like with water. I did. You know, like the way you pan for gold, you pan for diamonds.
Where is diamond on the periodic table?
I don't know. What is a diamond? That is such a small periodic table. You know, every so often they make a new mineral, a new thing for the element table, and then they add it together. All right, what else? Let's continue. The identifying minerals.
Next, luster is the way in which a mineral reflects light.
Shiny Squirrel Podcast. That's what we are, luster.
Streak, the color of the power of a mineral.
A powder.
Powder, like baby powder.
Streak, when a shooting star falls into the atmosphere.
And here are my sentences. Cleavage is not very good for some minerals, because it's splitting.
It breaks, and then it's destroyed.
Density is one of many tests they perform to see what type of mineral it is.
Yes.
A fracture is not good in some minerals.
What's the density measure of quartz?
Oh, I got this.
Ooh, she knows this one.
Where are you reality table for?
Quartz. La 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 la
la la la la. How about if I just tell you?
Hold on.
It's a 7.
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. This is where all the editing comes in. I just told you.
Ah, there it is. It's a 7.
Didn't I just say that? Didn't I just learn you something? Did I just school you?
No.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's next, character?
Here are my sentences. Oh, wait. Hardness is another test they perform to what type of mineral?
That's what I just said.
Personally, I get attracted to luster rocks because they're shiny. Many people streak rocks on the sidewalk.
That's true.
And then here is my word search.
Oh, you made a word search?
Mm-hmm.
Did you find them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I made it.
And then?
And then here's like a big glass thingy. Identifying glass.
Okay, what kind of mineral is in that thing I gave you the other day?
A magnet.
What's in a magnet?
Magnesium.
Magneto.
Magnesium.
Iron.
Metal.
Not on.
Too much.
Magneto. Said it right there.
Magnesium.
Well, there is one called Magneto. I think that's the magnet. Or Mg. That's magnesium. I can't even see that. That chart is so small.
Magnesium. They're mercury. Mercury.
Mercury will make you go crazy. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
They used to have mercury lead pencils.
I know from somewhere that, like, people used to work in this, like, mercury thingy.
That's right, the mercury mines.
Mm-hmm. And they would, like, breathe it in,
mm-hmm,
or something.
That's
and
right.
They would go crazy.
Yep, because after time, the mercury makes you go, well, remember, okay, Alice in Wonderland, the Mad Hatter, it was mercury that made him crazy.
So why do they call him the Mad Hatter?
Because he's mad.
He's not mad, he's just
He's
crazy.
Not mad angry, but he's mad crazy, because he doesn't know what he's angry at. Oh, I give you one simple task.
And I completely...
All right, continue telling me about minerals.
Minerals are in everything you use. Everything. I mean, everything.
Tell me about the white-colored mineral that we have on our tables, dinner tables.
Quartz?
No, you don't have quartz. It's the other white one. You sprinkle it on your food.
Salt.
Salt.
Yeah. That's made of, like, oxygen and something else.
Iodine salt. Okay. You know what cobalt is?
No.
It's another mineral, another rock.
Rocks, too many rocks.
What else you got to tell me about minerals?
That I like diamonds because they're shining.
Just like what Marilyn Monroe said, diamonds are a girl's best friend, right?
No, not all the time.
Not all the time.
My best friend.
Gotta have some rubies and some emeralds in there too, right?
My best friend is a person.
A person?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope it's a person. My best friend is an end table.
My best friend would be, if there's no people alive, it would be a dog.
A coffee pot for me.
Why?
Because without my friend the coffee pot, I can't wake up in the morning without my coffee.
But you said a coffee pot, not coffee.
Well, the coffee pot needs to make the coffee.
But if there was no humans alive, you can't produce coffee.
Well, I'll figure out how to make it then. Do you have anything else to tell me about minerals?
No.
Are you ready for some Star Wars sound effects then?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to play them, mm-hmm, if I need to play them again, mm-hmm, and you're going to tell me what they are, okay? Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. So, don't try not to look, okay?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Not to look.
Don't look.
I'm not
Don't look. All right, here comes the first one. Ready?
A dying creature.
Want it again?
Or was that Jabba? No.
It's not the good guys that fly it, it's the bad guys.
Oh, Darth Vader?
Darth Vader's flown one. He has a special one made just for him.
Those weird things with legs.
No.
They aren't those weird things with legs?
No. This has like side panels on it.
Stormtrooper?
Stormtroopers fly them.
Oh.
They use them to protect the Death Star.
A rocket blaster?
No. What do... When the X-Wings are coming in to blow up...
Oh, those wing fighter thingies.
Not the X-Wings.
No, the other ones.
What do the stormtroopers fly when they're protecting...
Don't they start with
an M? No. Starts with a T.
A Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No, but that might work.
A TIE fighter?
Yes. Now say it like you mean it.
A TIE
All right, that was a TIE fighter. Very good. You want your next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, ready for your next sound effect?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. The stormtrooper guns?
No.
You
want
it
again?
Is it a ship?
It's a craft.
X-Wing?
It's a ground craft. It's a ground vehicle.
The ones with the legs.
You want to hear it again? Okay. Ones with the legs. What is it called?
The ones that are really tall. Those ones?
Yes, I know that one. Very good demonstration. It's on what planet is it on? It's on the planet Hoth.
Hoth land.
It's a AT-AT walker.
A who?
An AT-AT walker.
Who names an AT-AT walker?
They apparently do. That's what they're called. The AT-AT walkers. But you got it right.
The log legs.
I'll give you one for one. Yeah, I'll give you 1.5 out of 2.
For demonstrating?
Yes, for demonstrating. Okay.
Long legs.
Long legs. All right. Ready for your next one? Okay.
They kind of look like giraffes.
They do kind of look like giraffes. Kind of like a camel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Long legs. All right, here we go. What was that?
A gun.
What kind of gun?
Stormtrooper gun.
Are you sure?
X-Wing fighter gun.
It's a gun, but what kind? What on what vehicle?
Vehicle?
Yes.
I thought they only had hoverboards.
No, it's a specific gun on a vehicle.
Death Star.
It's a gun from a vehicle on the Death Star. You've already covered it.
A pew pew one.
It's not a pew pew one.
Or the TIE fighter?
Yes. It's a TIE fighter blaster.
Gun.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you half on that one because I like you could describe the gun as a pew pew.
Pew pew. Pew pew.
Okay, ready for your next one?
Ooh, Easter. That's me.
All right, the extremely excited Olivia Quickie.
The cute one, the really cute one that went like a fuzzy doggy. I want to see his name is Ewok, but it's not.
No, he's not an Ewok.
What is his name?
You want to hear some more of it?
Who is he?
Who does he hang out with?
R2-D2.
No, he's not best. Who's his best friend?
Oh, that robot.
No.
Oh, Luke?
No.
Leia?
He's kind of co-pilot of the Millennium Falcon.
Yoda?
No, he's about 7-8 feet tall. Looks like a rug.
He does not look like a rug. He looks like a doggy. His name is... It's on the tip of my tongue.
You want it again?
I can't read the tip of
my... He just told you. All right, take a look. Don't tell you? Do you want to know what letter it starts with?
Yeah?
Letter C.
Chewbacca!
Yes, Chewbacca!
Chewbacca! No! I can speak his language.
How do you go speak his language? Well, that one took you a moment, but you got it, okay? All right.
He looks like my dog.
He does look like your dog. I got a hard one here for you, okay? You ready? What was that?
Like gates opening, like.
No.
Stormtroopers?
No. No.
Overlord thing?
It's the Overlord. It's Emperor Duke. I think it's not Emperor Duke. Not. Nah. I'm getting the. It's the Emperor, the bad guy, the guy that looks like the Pope. Put on.
The alien thing?
No, not the alien thing. The evil guy. The evil Emperor.
Sisi? What's the Emperor's name? The one with the hoodie.
Sith. Yeah, the Sith Lord. Maybe it's not the Sith Lord, but what is that noise? More importantly.
His mouth.
What would he be going?
May the Force be with you.
No. Could it be lightning?
Nah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No.
Thor? Hey, it's Thor.
You want to hear it one more time? No. You want me to tell you?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
It's lightning coming from his hands. Force lightning.
Okay.
You were close. I don't like lightning. Doesn't that count for close?
Guess.
Come on, that was a good one.
Next.
Okay, next. You ready?
Luke, the Force will be with you.
No. No. No.
My copy, gold leader.
We're starting for the target ship.
That's a star trooper!
Listen.
I'm going to cut across the axis and try and draw their fire.
Just right.
Gas foil's in attack position.
Right here.
We're passing through the magnetic field.
Hold tight.
Put your deflectors on double front.
Yes. Very good. I'll give you full credit on that one, okay?
And RTDC is like.
That's right.
And then Chewbacca's like, isn't Chewbacca like flat, like on the side, flying it?
They come later on in it. We need to watch it again, don't we?
Yeah, I've never watched really.
Okay, here, you ready?
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
Say what?
Say what?
What's that?
Wait, can I listen to
that? Yes, you want to hear it again?
Oh, I want to answer it, and then that Starfather telling him by himself, where it's like, Luke, I am your father. And then they start with a battleship, and then his arm gets chopped up.
That is correct. That's that scene.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. Mm-hmm. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
Say what?
I put that on there for you.
Say what?
You got that one right. So I think you're about 5 out of 6 now.
My friend made the meanest joke. It was so racist though. He's like, it was like. Ooh, I ain't your father. You black and I'm white. I don't have respiratory problems either.
Okay, now I'm going to play you one that's not from Star Wars, okay?
Hmm?
It's a Star Wars spoof.
Hmm?
Okay?
Hmm?
Huh? Okay?
Yeah.
You okay with that?
Ah. Oh, I might not guess it, but...
Okay, here, let me get it. Here it comes. Ready? Can I hear a yes, I'm ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
La, 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 Luke, I am your father, Lord.
Fan.
What's that from?
I don't know, but they did that in the fan. Luke, I am your father.
We got that, yes. Okay, so who is it, though?
I don't know.
He's deceased. God rest his soul.
Is he an actor?
He's an actor.
Is that Robin Williams?
Very funny actor.
Robin Williams?
Nope, not Robin Williams.
Shaquille O'Neal?
It's not Shaquille O'Neal. He used to be on Saturday Night Live, used to hang out with David Spade.
One guy with the white face.
Well, we got that covered. Yeah, he has a face.
And the white hair?
Nope. Did a movie called Black Sheep, Beverly Hills Ninja.
No, I don't know.
Chris Farley, Tommy Boy.
Doesn't ring a bell. Nope.
Again, another movie you need to see. You got to expand yourself. I will give you I'll give you a point because you haven't brought up Greece once today.
See, but here's the thing. I can do that.
But he says, I am your father. He never says Luke. You want to hear that one again?
I am your father.
La, 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 Luke. Luke, I am your father.
That's a good one, don't you think?
I could lip sync that.
Okay, so you know how have you ever seen any of those Star Wars blooper reels?
No.
There is one really big mistake that they made when they were filming it, and they actually left it in.
What?
I will play it for you, okay?
In really bad movies they make, I can tell because they're wearing, you know, those microphones that go like right here. I can see them. I'm like, sir, your microphone.
Yeah.
You could totally see them. Like,
all right, what's Luke Skywalker's real name?
Luke Skywalker's real name?
The actor's name, yeah.
I don't know.
Mark Hamill.
Hamilton?
Mark Hamill.
Tin?
No Hamilton. Just Mark Hamill.
Cam?
No, not like Ham. Yeah, like Mark Hamill.
No, I don't know.
Okay, what is Princess Leia's real name?
What does it start with? It
starts with the letter C.
Christina Aguilera.
No! Carrie Fisher. Okay, now... In the part, there's a part of the movie where they were just blew up the Death Star. You remember that?
Yeah.
And then all the X-Wings all come flying back to the base.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they are all jumping out of their X-Wings because they're ready. They're celebrating. They're ready to be happy.
Their X-Wings when they're in the air.
No, they've landed.
Oh.
They've landed and they're jumping out of their X-Wings and they're getting ready to celebrate because they won. They blew up the Death Star.
Main.
Remember that?
Around.
Okay, so Luke Skywalker is getting out of his X-Wing. Remember that?
No.
Well, I'm telling you that, all right? And he's getting ready. He's getting ready to jump, run over, and give Princess Leia a hug.
And he trips.
No.
That'd be funny.
But don't you think he would call her name Leia?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play you the clip. I want you to listen to it real, real close, okay? Did you hear it?
Carrie!
Yes, you heard it.
Yeah.
He called her real name, but they left it in.
No. They should get sued for that. I'm going to sue them. Can I sue them? Yeah, I can't, right?
For what?
For doing that? They can't do that. You're ruining two people's dreams!
Are you going to sue them for pain and suffering?
Yes, I'm going to sue them for 1.5 star death stars.
Okay, but you didn't know that, did you? I've enlightened you.
Glenn London is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Yeah, call Glenn Lerner and tell him you want to sue George Lucas for pain and suffering from Star Wars because Luke Skywalker yelled, Carrie! But look, you know something now that you can tell people and they'll say, wow, I didn't know Olivia Quickie knew that. You want to hear that one more time?
No. I like how she pays attention and calls him Luke.
Yeah, she's paying attention, obviously.
And then he's like, Carrie! Leia!
All right, so are you waiting for the new Star Wars Force Awakens movie to come out?
I'm not going to see it, but...
Why?
Because I haven't even watched, I've only watched, bits and pieces.
It's not out till December 18th. I'll probably wait and either go see it when I'm back up in Oregon, or I might wait and come back.
Do I have time to watch Star Wars? The whole, eight movies?
Six.
Six movies? I was thinking about Harry Potter. They're, so...
Oh, don't even bring up Harry Potter.
You should see Harry Potter Draw My Life. It's hilarious!
Do you want to do another Star Wars next week? Or should I try to stump you with some sound effects? I'll make it easy. How about I'll say, you tell me if it's Star Wars or not Star Wars.
Okay.
That way we can expand the sound effects and the sound bites. How does that sound?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shall we close out this episode of the Shiny Square Podcast with some disco music?
Disco, stay alive. Stay alive.
Do you remember the music from the cantina scene?
No.
You really need to see this child. You need to see the Star Wars.
I know.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
I know the main characters.
What is that one?
I like doing this dance.
That clip of music you just heard, it's from Star Wars themed disco version. What are you going to tell me?
I like to do a dance to it.
Okay, you want to do?
Machine?
All right, do your dance to it. That was a fast 6-second dance.
It goes so well with it.
All right, so are we going to do science or history next week?
Probably history about Lewis and Clark and York and Sacagawea.
I love peanut butter made by Lewis and Clark. Didn't they make peanut butter?
Is my eye twitching yet?
Yes, your eye is twitching, like Yoda's. All right, so next week. Oh. Next week, Lewis and Clark, Sacagawea, who never were in Star Wars, and more sound audio clips for Olivia. And she'll
can't
only
forget about York.
York?
Yeah, a lot of people forget about him.
Oh, yeah, the battleship York.
Is this guy for real?
Say goodnight, Olivia Quickie.
Goodnight! Or goodnight.